Pirates pitchers gave up 4 home runs last night in the series opener against the Tigers. Javier Baez had 2 home runs for the Tigers as Detroit scored 4 runs off Carmen Majinski in the 6th and 7th innings of a 7-3 Buccos loss. Manager Don Kelly says Tigers starter Casey Mize overcame a shaky start and kept the Bucs off balance.
Put some runs on the board early and then just couldn't get anything going after that. My settled down a little bit, got into a groove, early on, made some quick outs as the game went on. But he did a good job keeping us off balance with the split slider and locating his fastball.
Ryan Reynolds started the game but was pulled in the first inning when his wife went into labor back in Pittsburgh. He will miss the rest of the series in Detroit and be put on the paternity list, allowing the Pirates to call up someone from Indianapolis. Catcher Joey Bart was activated from the 7-day concussion list for last night's game and was 0-for-3. It was a tough outing for the Pirates last night, but it wasn't all bad as manager Kelly played 6 seasons in Detroit and Tigers fans gave him a nice ovation last night.
Yeah, that was nice, and like we talked about before the game, Detroit's like a second home to us, and just really nice to have that moment, first inning and during the game.
The Pirates and Tigers meet up again tonight at Comerica Park. Joe Block has the pitching matchup.
It'll be Andrew Heaney going for the Pirates. The left-hander is 3-5 with a 3.33 ERA. He'll be opposing the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, lefty Tarek Skubal of the Tigers. He's 7-2 with a 1.99 ERA. And we'll come on the air at 6:15 for Pirates pregame. 6:40, first pitch from Comerica Park for the Pirates and the Tigers. Right here on your home for Pirates baseball.
Connor Watch continues as Connor Griffin's minor league hitting streak is at 13 games after he went 1-for-4 with a walk in a 6-3 Greensboro win last night over Greenville. Griffin has had at least one hit in each of his first 7 games at High A Greensboro after collecting hits in his last 6 games at Low A Bradenton. Altoona was rained out last night and will start their series against Richmond tonight at PNG Field with Wilbur Dotel on the mound. The Steelers have added Grambling State running backs coach Chris Peters to their staff under the Bill Walsh Diversity Coaching Fellowship Program. Peters announced it on his X account. Cleveland.com reports that Browns quarterbacks Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders are all expected to make the team's 53-man roster. Their combined salary cap hit is still far less than the $36 million hit they'll absorb in paying a 5th quarterback, Deshaun Watson, who will miss the season with his 2nd torn Achilles tendon and personal issues. For the 2nd straight year, the Florida Panthers have beaten the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup Finals. Sam Reinhart scored 4 goals last night in the 5-1 cup-clinching win for the Panthers, who win the series 4-2. Between the Lightning and the Panthers, the state of Florida has combined for 4 cups over the last 5 years. Sam Bennett was named the winner of the Conn Smythe Trophy as the most valuable player in the postseason, leading his team in goals. The Penguins have signed forward Joona Koponen to a 1-year contract with a salary cap hit of $775,000. He played mostly for Wilkes-Barre Scranton last season, where he scored 8 goals with 23 assists. He appeared in 11 games with the Penguins, scoring 1 goal. Game 6 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Indianapolis, with Oklahoma City leading the series with the Pacers 3-2. A win by the Pacers would force a Game 7 in Oklahoma on Sunday, but the Thunder are trying to clinch the series and the title tonight. At the Men's College World Series in Omaha, LSU beat UCLA 9-5 in a continuation of a game that was suspended on Monday, and the Bruins were later eliminated by Arkansas 7-3 in the loser's bracket. Louisville eliminated Oregon State 7-6. Today, Louisville will play Coastal Carolina in Game 1, followed by an all-SEC matchup between LSU and Arkansas. A reminder that you can revisit any of the sports stories we covered today under the Sports tab on our website at WCCSradio.com. I'm Alex Donaldson with today's Look at Sports.